This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Mike Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, by the internet and the satellite. Now, don't forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for helping keep America rolling along. And a special shout-out to our truckers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, getting the job done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. Well, joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend, soon to be moving from where he's at, Ron Edwards. Good morning. And there they are, and we're going to put them all back in the bottle, and now they're gone.
Yes, the moving part is definitely correct.
Yes, I know, because how in the hell can you stand to stay up there in Michigan? Nobody in their right mind should be up there right now. I mean, get out while the getting's good. All right, you ready to say the pledge?
Yes.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we've got to start with the obvious out there, and that's what's transpired during the night in Israel. It's been a really rough night in the Gaza Strip for the Hamas and the Islamic Jihad folks, because they haven't figured out that if they're going to fire a rocket or two or three or, say, 150 or 200 at Israel, that they're going to turn around and retaliate, correct?
Yeah, Israel's going to be giving them a bit of a spanking, so to speak. And they just continue to fire off those little rockets into Israel. I think they said about 137 people have been wounded.
And 25 or so killed so far.
Yeah, and 83 who are hospitalized so far. And, you know, they keep fighting Israel over these holy sites. And many of those sites, and people, a lot of people don't know the timeline of history in regards to this situation. They keep fighting them over these Christian sites where Muslims have taken over, and old Jewish sites as well. And so, you know, you have this tug of war over those sites. And I think it's correct. I mean, if you predate the Islamic faith and you want your site back, you want to be able to at least go to it. And these Hamas people continue to harass. But here's the thing. They're getting backup from Iran, in my opinion. They are, because of the Biden administration, the weak posture of this country right now.
More than Iran.
Yeah. These people feel pretty loose, you know, and free to do whatever the heck they want to do. They're not going to get any real strong retaliation from the Biden administration. The Biden administration is not doing what is necessary policy-wise in the Middle East to make things better, as was his predecessor, by the way. And so things are, in a sense, unraveling over there right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, they are unraveling, but again, the degree that we have going on right now over there with the missile attacks was it all started with 7 rockets. One of them, by the way, was an anti-tank missile that they fired at a civilian car driving along the border road and took the car out. Thank God the driver wasn't killed. He was hurt. But an anti-tank missile on a car, that's what started the things, ramped the things up the way they did. Israel went right after them right after that. Then they fired some more rockets. Israel went after them a second time. And then about an hour and a half or so ago, they went after them a third time after another barrage of rockets came in. But what's going on with Hamas is each version of rocket they fire goes just a little bit further.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, Israel's not going to continue to put up with this. Pretty soon they're going to have to do something to make this stuff stop. And they have the capability of doing it. They've been trying to get along with these people, but this is the thing, Captain, and this is everywhere. Wherever these Islamists, they start a fight, right? And then Israel retaliates. Then they run around acting as if Israel started it. And the media plays into this as well, which is not good. So that also exacerbates the situation.
Yeah, well, let me, I hope I got enough time to get this in. If not, we'll come back and talk more about it. 13 sure. Iranian gunboats approached 2 U.S. Coast Guard cutters, along with a U.S. submarine, the USS Georgia, that was being escorted above and on the surface through the Straits of Hormuz when they split ranks and a couple of the big boats that came around, the gunboats, with men at the guns, men standing there with the guns open and men standing at the guns, and made a circle around behind the Coast Guard cutters, came up. They were warned to stay away. They didn't. They got 150 yards out, and they turned around, and they fired 30 shots from a 50 caliber at them before they backed off and went back where they came from. Now, this, sooner or later, something bad is going to happen there, and then we're going to be right into it.
Well, something bad is going to happen, but it'll be worse if we don't fight back.
Well, we have to.
Because, yeah, this is a situation, and this is a tradition. Once Muslims smell weakness, that's when they continue to pick at. And so that's what that situation was, and I'm glad they fired back.
Yeah, and they'll fire back again if it happens again. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with the Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, we're going to have an Edwards notebook on the other side of the break. So don't go anywhere. More with Ron Edwards here on the Captain's America Third Watch. And Ron Edwards is going to take us to break.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published, the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to greet one of my listeners that's just bought a new Nissan. And it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, and even the father that drove all the way from Arizona to trade in his daughter's car, get a brand new one, and take it down to Tampa, to the University of Tampa, where she was going to school, and give it to her. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You cannot beat the selection at Moss. Over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles and clean trade-ins. Got them. You got one you want to sell? Take it to Moss. Get it appraised. You might be surprised with the money they'll give you, and you might have be able to upgrade your ride and have extra money in your pocket to go home with, too. Now, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Home, You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, pastors. Don't forget, check them out online, mossnissan.com. That's M-A-U-S. Nissan.com. Remember, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation is their motto. Check out the all-new Rogue, the hottest SUV on the market. And you can check them out by going to one of their locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you even more money. Now, here is an Edwards Notebook.
The United States of America is not done. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. On a recent episode of CBS 60 Minutes, leftist Secretary of State Antony Blinken forcefully defended the Biden regime's immigration agenda, consisting of wide open borders allowing illegal border crossers to stream into our republic, putting actual U.S. sovereign citizens and legal immigrants in mortal danger. In addition, U.S. foreign taxpayers are being forced to pay for everything the illegal border crossers need and desire, ranging from housing, education, indoctrination against the USA, etc. The Biden regime represents the total destruction of our nation, of liberty and justice for all. But just because the Biden regime, the woke culture, leftist Christian denominations, big pharma, and massive corporations are working together to turn the United States into the world's next great nation to fall upon the ash heap of history, I firmly believe that if we the people first say no to those seeking to destroy us via their dictatorial desires, then we must say yes and focus our efforts to reestablish true liberty, which comes from God Almighty and is maintained through his high moral standards. For righteousness buildeth a nation. Let's do this. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
Bingo! And there you go. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, who's right here on the telephone line. Welcome back, Mr. Ron.
Thank you.
Let's go to Mary. She's on the line waiting very patiently to ask a question. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi. I was just wanting to ask if you had heard about Disney's program for its employees called Reimagine Tomorrow. It deals a lot with white fragility, act less white, and all of that. But they don't mention the fact that Disney World, in fact, or any Disney, has a lot of hidden pedophilia symbols. And I guess it's kind of, that's what I wanted to ask about.
All right. Thank you. Go ahead, Ron.
Good question. I saw that story, and even though I'm not a white person, I was still insulted. People should be who they are. If you're white, you're white. If you're brown, you're brown, or whatever. I mean, God created us a different shades, and we should be who we are and shouldn't have to worry about some politically correct asinine politicians or whomever or people that run Disneyland to force people to not be whom they are. You are to be the best version of who you are, not some pared-down, politically correct, woke culture, minuscule version of yourself. I mean, it's just asinine. And in regards to the pedophilia situation, I've read stories about symbols. I've read stories about things even happening. I've heard these things, and so if it's true, there needs to be a big cleanup at the Disneyland proper. Disneyland properties. I don't know if it's true, but I've heard a lot about it. So God help them, and it needs to be cleaned up if it's true.
Now, yesterday, Joe Biden talked about jobs and the extra money that's in there for them and all that sort of stuff, but he did it in a strange way. Now, a lot of states are getting rid of the $300 extra, and they're going to use it as a bonus, a one-time bonus for people to go out and get a job. And once they get the job, then they'll get a bonus after a month or whatever the amount will be that they decide to pay them. But Joe Biden came out and said, you must take an offer of a job if it's similar to what you had and pays what you had, or you will lose your benefits. He said that. He says, and that's the way the law reads. That law does not read that way.
Well, he's playing to the incurably ignorant masses, his supporters. That's all that is. It's a game. And here's the thing, Captain. This has been going on. In my opinion, this is only my opinion, but I think the reason why they've been paying people a little more to stay home and all of that and not go to work is because to hurt small businesses, this is another slap at small businesses, and also for those that remain open, I think, you know, you can call me conspiratorial if you want to, but I think this is an effort to also help lay positions open for illegals. I really do.
Could be in some cases.
So it's a bad situation all the way around. The administration is being disingenuous about it, and I'm glad to see that some states have wisened up and are cutting that, and so that people can get back to work, because just a few dollars more just to stay home is counterproductive in the long run and very harmful to people when they should be out working and or starting their own business or being more creative in the economy. An active economy beats people being paid to stay home any day of the week. So
yeah, well, I went by a place yesterday and they had a $500 hiring bonus sign out front.
Yeah, yeah, I've seen big hiring bonuses like that, and even at businesses here in Michigan, a few that are open in Michigan. But yeah, it's terrible, Captain. What's being done under this administration?
Well, listen, God help us. Listen, your favorite politician, Mitch McConnell, has indicated that the GOP is willing to spend some $800 billion on infrastructure. As Biden will be meeting, I believe, tomorrow with the GOP leaders.
Oh, boy. Deputy Dupont, here we go again. You know, that figure is okay. But see, there's already money available for infrastructure. And by the way, if you really want to get into the weeds about it, it is not the federal government's responsibility to pay for all this infrastructure. That money should be left, this is just my opinion, with the states. Who are responsible for those roads, the roadways?
Well, the roads were supposed to be paid for by the gasoline tax and the highway use
in
tax
those states.
That the trucks pay. And guess what? They've been using it to balance their budget.
Yep.
It's gone. Yep, it's not even where it's supposed to be. And I don't know how they get away with that.
And some states, they're not even balancing the budgets. They're just wasting it. They're just spending it, whatever.
Except for California.
Yeah. So,
California has $75 billion to the plus. And now, guess what? Now Newsom is going to give all the Californians that are eligible between $30,000 and $75,000 a new round of stimulus checks, $600 minimum, $1,400 maximum.
Yeah, how best to kill an economy in the long run? That's how you do it.
That's to win votes because he's up for recall.
Yeah, but it's still going to kill the economy in the long run. It's asinine for the people to even accept it. Wake up, people.
Trust me, they're going to take it if it's handed to them. You bet you they are.
Yeah, but it's a short-term stimulus, and then it runs out.
Yeah, and before we run out of time, I got to do this because I know you want to do this. It appears that former Heisman Trophy winner Tim Tebow will be resuming his NFL career as he signed a one-year contract with the Jacksonville Jaguars to play tight end for his old college coach, Urban Meyer, at Florida.
You know, I don't have a problem with that. If he earns the spot, he gets it. You know, I've seen a lot of complaints about it. What is he doing? Why is he good? Well, he doesn't deserve to be. Yes, he does. If he earns a spot,
sure,
do it. I'm all for it.
And I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't not only earn the spot, but does very well at it. And I can picture Tim Tebow out there in the flat catching a ball and then throwing a pass downfield for a touchdown.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking about.
Yeah, but he's a good guy. Yes, he is.
He's a fine role model, and people need to get over it.
Yep,
all right.
Absolutely.
All right. We will talk to you on Thursday, my friend. Stay low.
Absolutely. Take care. Bye.
All righty. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Coming up, we got the Brookster. Yeah. The Brookster. You know who she is. The Brookster. And I'll be right back. We shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Food and Drug Administration on Monday says Pfizer's BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15 has met the regulatory criteria, making way for teens to begin getting the COVID-19 vaccine shots as early as this week. A CDC vaccine advisory committee will still need to green light the shot for use in that age group, with an approval expected Wednesday. The Tokyo Olympic Organizing Committee reported Monday International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach has canceled a trip to Japan because of surging cases of COVID-19 in that country. Bach was to visit Hiroshima next Monday and meet with the torch relay and then probably travel to Tokyo. Organizing Committee President Seiko Hashimoto said the trip was made impossible because of a state of emergency in Tokyo and other parts of the country that have been extended until May 31st. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And I'll tell you what, now is one of the highlights of the week for the radio show and a lot of people that want to know, when's book coming on? When's book coming on? When's book coming on? Well, she's coming on right now. Goodness, you hear that music and you just want to see what's kicking its way through the door, and it's that big old boots and a red haired beauty. Brooke, good morning.
Good morning.
You said you needed a jolt. There's your jolt.
Oh, that's my fighting song right there, boy.
All right. Well, now we're going to start out by saying that the border is closed now. There's nobody getting into the country, right?
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny. We need a border on the Florida. We need a military on the Florida border. That's the border that should be closed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And by the way, this is what I tweeted Ron DeSantis, our fabulous governor.
Yes.
I said, if anybody, the next person who says that we need a vaccine passport, say, if that's the case, then we need an IQ passport for anybody who comes from a blue state. And that way, that'll shut down that really quickly, won't it?
Well, yeah, and here's the thing, you know, we're telling the people that are coming down here because we're seeing them, and I've run into several of them. We've had three of them move into the area where I'm in, and they're from the north. And I said, listen, I hope you didn't bring your voting habits with you because you're in the wrong neighborhood. They said, oh, no. We, there's no way we're going to support the Democrats. They're the reason we're down here. I said, okay, that's all I wanted to hear.
Well, those are the smart ones, but there are actually people that come from New York and Michigan and, you know, California moving into Texas, and it's part of it is strategy, I really believe. I mean, they're not the, you know, not the sharpest tack in the bunch, not the Mensa candidates right there.
Now, I heard you were going to move to California because you're going to get a free stimulus check.
Never. You know, the sad part, California is such a beautiful state. Such a beautiful state. But how does this guy, maybe he can spend some of that money cleaning the human excrement off of the Democrat-run cities.
Tell me about it.
Maybe the homeless problem, maybe there's a better allocation for those funds. Isn't there someone that's running in California? Is John Cox running? Because the idea that Republicans are getting behind, you know, Bruce Jenner, Caitlyn Jenner, whatever you want to call, is a joke. So that's not, you know, that's not happening, and maybe that's a spoiler, but I hope there's someone good running, because Republicans know how to do, if there's one thing Republicans know how to do, is, like, lose.
Mm-hmm.
You make a big fuss, and then you don't have anybody to run who's going to beat the guy. So then you're going to make it more popular.
Well, this is the whole deal with this stimulus, $600 or $1,100 or $1,400. Carl Warren lives out there, and he said those are the three options based on your amount of income and how many kids you got. And all
Of course they're going to give money, right?
Yeah.
But the point is, the guy's up for recall. I mean,
that's
the California citizens, obviously, but the California citizens got together, you know, and actually did this thing on the recall. I hope they have someone to actually get rid of him. Because, you know, what is it that talks and what is it that walks?
Money.
You know? Yeah. So, anyways.
I'm being polite. I know. By the way, Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban, says that the COVID pandemic proves that we need a cryptocurrency. I don't know about you, but I keep watching some of these numbers go up and then go way down and go up and then go way down. I don't think I need any of that. Do you?
No, I mean, to tell you the God's honest truth, I don't understand that stuff at all. So
you're
I'm not the person.
You're better off.
Yeah, I'm not the person, but I'm a tangible type of person. I want to hold it, touch it. So.
Yeah, you're better off that way. All right.
Yeah.
So how about we talk about Facebook? And Facebook now has got this little deal where they're citing the dangers of child predators with a group of 40 state attorney generals that have asked Facebook to drop the children's Instagram plan. I didn't even know they had one.
Yeah, that's what could possibly go wrong with the children's Instagram plan, right?
Everything.
And yeah. And by the way, Twitter is being sued by at least two people for child sex trafficking. So it must be something about that. But that guy, I mean, between the two of them, the cyborg, Zuckerberg and Rasputin, I mean, they, you know, they've got problems with that issue, and he's probably just heading it off at the pass because he's seen what's happening to Twitter. But I mean, it's a backdoor to get to the kids. So any protection.
Well, it's not the only thing that's going on when you talk about Twitter and you talk about Facebook. I mean, they booted the president off, Donald Trump, and they booted Mike Lindell off. They booted a bunch of people off, people you know, people I know. For I don't even know what they did. They don't even know what they did in some cases. They have no idea what they did. They just said, you violated policy, and you're gone.
Well, I have a Twitter account that got whacked, and I've had several accounts. This just got completely whacked, and I've had several times of being kicked off Facebook for, you know, getting into Facebook jail for a bit of time. I have a new podcast called Friday Finance with Kevin Kay, and we have very spirited discussions about the issue of 230. He believes that you should be able to, you know, any corporation should be able to do what they want. I heartily oppose the idea that a company can discriminate based on political ideology. You can't discriminate on any other thing, but somehow or another, you can discriminate against people based on political ideology. And I think that ought to be under, you know, protection like any other thing, because it's used as a cudgel against us, and it's not right. They are monopolies. They're the biggest ones, and I just wish to my God that conservatives could actually come up and create something. I don't understand for the life of me. There are very smart conservatives out there. Why can't we build a platform? Mm-hmm. Really? Why can't we build a platform? And you don't say you're going to build a platform and then say, oh, we're going to suppress your speech. Mm-hmm. Before you've even had one person sign up, you're going to say, we're going to suppress your speech. No cussing. That's not going to work. Mm-hmm. Lindell, I'm just saying, I love him, but like, you can't do that, you know. So
all right, let's take a caller from one of our favorite callers, Bag Evan Bob. What's your question for Brooke?
Yes, sir, Captain. What does she think is going to happen to California as it disintegrates from the Democratic cult? And how long will it take? And I guess that's it, Captain.
All right, the Democratic cult. Let's see. How long ago was California a Republican state?
What, Schwarzenegger, and he wasn't even that much of a Republican.
Was that 20 years ago?
I guess, something like that, yeah.
Okay, so it's taken 20 years to get to this point.
Well, and think about this. So, you know, there are, these things don't get the news, okay, but there's something good happening in New York City, mm-hmm. which hopefully will be a harbinger of maybe being able to save California. I think they need to break that state up in three, but whatever.
They were going to.
I know, yeah. But it's, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, but it didn't pass. But they need to keep working on that because, mm-hmm. you know, you keep at it, just like with the recall. So in New York City, there is a black Democrat who used to be the police chief, okay? Apparently white liberals, you know, Tucker talked about this and absolutely nuked them. It's kind of like, you know, hood porn. So they go in, white liberals like to go in, they like to watch things burn in areas that don't involve them. Right?
Yeah.
So this guy is like not playing around about crime and law and order. And he's like, he basically says all that stuff. I don't, you know, whatever the specific thing is for white sissy folks, white sissy liberals. Right. And they're letting people like us get hurt, you know, and beat up and everything like that. So he's running for mayor of New York. I think he might be able to do it. If you see someone like that, who's a Democrat, who's black for law and order, that is very big. Mm-hmm. And I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I hope that he makes it. Now, if that happens, you might see a sea change in a lot of places that you wouldn't. Daniel Craig, James Craig is running for governor of Virginia.
James Craig.
Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan.
Yeah, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Against the cyborg of Satan, Pelosi's shining enemy.
Yep.
So, you see, those are things, when you have law and order people, now he's a Republican, I think, but still,
yes.
You know, but still, it's like things like that, people saying stuff like that and getting traction. The guy in I can't remember his name, I guess, in New York City, he's gaining traction, and that's necessary.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to come right back with more with Brooke Emery, host of Brooke Talks America. Go to the website, brooketalksamerica.com, brooketalksamerica.com. Check out all the different little things she's got over there, and we'll be right back with more right after these messages. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
You betcha. And by the way, I'm going to be on Ron Edwards' show this afternoon, about 3:15 or so. We'll be on for about 30 minutes. Brooke Says from Brooke Talks America was on here yesterday. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been around for a number of years. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and they are simply the best at what they do. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. All you got to do is give them a call if you want to set up an appointment for service at 941-922-2345. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Now, their phone number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Brooke Says from BrookeTalksAmerica.com, the website, and the radio show by the same name, Saturday nights on my flagship station at 7 p.m., and good morning again.
And it's awesome. Everybody needs to listen to it.
Well, it's awesome because, wait a minute, do that again. Say it's awesome.
It's awesome.
See?
Yeah.
They all came out of the They all came out of the bar next door, but anyway. Okay.
No, people at the bar next door at 5:30 in the morning don't sound like that, honey.
I know they don't. I know they don't. All right. Stacey Abrams, what's the deal about her? She wants to run for president?
Big Bertha. Oh, I can't. Yeah. She didn't even win the governor of Georgia, even though I have to say Ratface Burger acts like she is the governor of Georgia in Kemp. But, yeah, she's Tucker has been nuking her about the her porny books. Mm-hmm. It's really something else. Who knows, though? I mean, the white liberals love her. I guess the sisters love her, too, but, yeah. They love her because of what she, you know, she was able to cheat in Georgia.
Yeah, but she's a novelist. She writes those romantic novels.
She's just a joke. I mean, she is, you know, whatever. I mean, anyways, I don't even know what to say, but if she's president, if she ever gets to be president, then please bring the EMP.
Okay.
The aliens, the EMP, the Chinese invasion.
Is she an attorney? Do you know?
I don't know.
Okay, because Joe Biden, and this is kind of stuck in my craw ever since he said it. Well, I'm going to appoint a black female justice to the Supreme Court. You don't suppose, do you, that she would be the one?
Who knows? Who knows? So she can go and annoy the court. Good. She can't do any damage anywhere else. I shouldn't say that, actually.
No.
I don't know. This junta is really so destructive, it's not even funny. I mean, I don't even know what to say. It's frightening what's happening to the country. Hopefully, a lot of it, you know, the left always goes too far. Democrats always go too far. Mm-hmm. They don't know how to take their wins and just stay. They always push it. Huh?
By the way, George is just saying hello. George the Godfather.
Georgie.
And Alan Nebraska is saying hello with a question or with a statement here. He says, only problem with a conservative Democrat is they have the ability to become radicalized, too susceptible to the Dems' proverbial carrot. His words.
A conservative Democrat?
Yeah.
There's no such thing as that. They're called Republicans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are none of them left. And if there are, then they're leaving the party because they are full socialist, communist, I don't know what. But hopefully people wake up and you know, when they realize that the gas is going up and all of the prices are going up, all this stuff that's happening, you know, so you have the attack, all this stuff happening after Biden gets installed. Isn't that interesting, right?
Uh-huh.
You have a massive, massive, massive number of mass, you know, killings, shootings and everything like, I don't call them shootings because I shoot, I don't kill anybody. But, so all this stuff happening, you have an attack on a pipeline. Who does that benefit? Let me see, right? All this stuff happens after he gets in. You know, he's not going to be tough on China. He's not going to be tough on Russia. Think about this. Trump was such a gangster. He was sitting next to Xi in Mar-a-Lago eating chocolate cake, dropping a MOAB on the Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
If that doesn't send a message, what will? Going over the DMZ in plain order site for the pork chop, mm-hmm. That's who Trump is. This guy literally doesn't even know. He doesn't even know he has his mask in his own pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I don't know.
By the way, I got one for you.
Yeah.
One for you. The FDA is authorizing Pfizer and the COVID vaccine to be applied for the 12 to 15-year-old kids. That just happened yesterday.
I know. I can't. And the cyborg Pelosi mini-me is ordering more shutdowns and masking for 2 to 4-year-olds in Michigan. These people are, I don't know. We should not be giving this to kids, okay? It's not.
They don't need it. They don't.
No,
need
but
it.
It's it, they don't need it, and it's also not tested enough to know what's the effect is on kids. I don't care what anybody says. This is all depopulation. Okay, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just read that the British government says, oh well, now you can hug, right?
Yeah, I heard
and now
that.
They're saying, yeah, but now they're saying, well, you really shouldn't hug. What better? I mean, not that, you know, I hope people are not actually doing that. But what has gone down? I really thought we're going to get a baby boom because what else can you do? Right?
Well, I'm in trouble because I hugged a bunch of women at the gun show Saturday down in Sarasota.
Yeah. I'm not even touching that, Ron. Matt. I'm not touching it. But here's the thing. We had a decrease in babies and pregnancies and births. Mm-hmm. So if you don't hug, what else you're not going to do? Depopulation all over the world. I'm telling you, you always have to look below the surface. Mm-hmm. It's not what's on the top layer. It's seven layers below is what the plan is. And I believe it's depopulation. I don't care what anybody says. Mm-hmm. So they shouldn't give it to kids. So
listen, we're going to run out of time. So one more little thing here.
Yeah.
Your show is Saturday nights, 7 p.m. on my flagship station. Who's your guest this week?
Robbie Starbuck.
Not familiar with him.
Well, he's on Twitter. He's a kind of an influencer, a social influencer, social media influencer on there. He talks about how Hollyweird is corrupting the kids. Very important conversation. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, we'll be talking to him. We'll make the announcement right now. I'll see you again next Tuesday.
All right. Great. God bless the troops. Take care, everybody.
Okay. You take care. And that's Brooke says from BrookTalksAmerica.com. BrookTalksAmerica.com. Go over there, check out her website, and check out her podcast and all the good stuff that's over there, too. And we have her on Tuesdays now. She's going to be a regular contributor every Tuesday. Now, I want to remind you that this last minute or so of the program brought to you by my friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Don't forget, if you see it's green and it's out there mowing a lawn or it's got a bucket on or a backhoe or maybe it's out there in the field mowing a field or whatever the deal is, it's probably a John Deere and it probably came from Everglades Equipment Group. Now, they've got stores all over the state of Florida, all within the sound of my voice, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, too. Everglades Equipment Group. Check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. Nothing runs like a deer. Well, you know, folks, it's been another great day in the neighborhood here. You can't, the news is just fluent all the time. Now, we're going to have to keep our eyes, obviously, on Israel and what goes on there today. That's going to be a situation where I'm sure Hamas and the Islamic Jihad, two of the great friends of the world, right, they don't want Israel to succeed with anything. So they're going to be out there just doing what they can to make their life miserable, I'm sure. And Iran, will they be back again with the gunboats? More than likely. Will they try something as stupid as what they did yesterday? Probably. Will they do it today? Don't know. It all depends. They're waiting for the opportunity, in my opinion, to hijack another ship for ransom and have somebody say, okay, this is a line. You'll give me $95 million. I give you your boat back or whatever, something like that. And they're looking for someone that would be susceptible to do that because that's what the big bullies do. That's what the big bullies do. They only know how to act like bullies. That being said, I hear the music in my ear. That means I got to let you go. And that means that I'll be talking to you tonight on the Radio Live 2 a.m. I'll be at Mission Barbecue today for lunch. Yep, Mission Barbecue today for lunch. I'll be there about 11:30. Remember, they play the national anthem at 12 noon every day. That's what we're there for. Have yourself a great day. Stay safe, stay low. See ya for lunch. God bless America.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.